Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Friday morning, 80 degrees. It's been a year since the deadly duck boat accident on Table Rock Lake in Missouri, which claimed 17 lives.
Tia Coleman lost her husband, Glenn, their children, 1-year-old Aria, 7-year-old Evan, 9-year-old Reese, and 5 other family members last year when a freak pop-up storm overwhelmed the duck boat they were in near Branson. Coleman telling the Indy Star,
I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. The duck boats are death traps. Nobody else should have to go through that.
3 duck boat employees have been charged, and over 24 lawsuits continue to be settled between victims, their families, and boat owner Ripley Entertainment, which says it's cooperating with authorities. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Wichita police officer accused of helping a woman avoid arrest back in May made his first appearance in court Thursday. Matthew Powell, charged with 3 misdemeanors, 1 count of obstructing apprehension of prosecution, and 2 counts of official misconduct. The police department says Powell is on unpaid administrative leave pending the outcome of his trial. Local law enforcement officials say cops are encountering more and more people with mental health issues. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
A lot of our mental health, too, is driven by drug abuse, right? Drug-induced psychosis versus the organic mental health that oftentimes we think of it. And, you know, there hasn't been any big studies that show the correlation between the current mental health state and drug abuse. But I think if you were to ask our cops, they would say it's very high.
Chief Ramsey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A Kansas priest has been charged with 1 count of possessing child pornography.
The Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, said in a news release Thursday that it reported Christopher Rossman to authorities in September of 2016 after learning he had accessed inappropriate content on his computer. Rossman was suspended from the ministry at that time. The Archdiocese said it received information that an FBI investigation resulted in the charge being filed. At the time, Rossman was pastor at Roman Catholic churches in Baldwin City and Lapeer. He previously worked at churches in Olathe, Topeka, Holton, Mayetta, and Pottawatomie Reservation. The Kansas City Star reports Rossman's attorney, Scott Toth, said it was too early to comment on the case. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Newly released court documents shed light on whether President Trump knew about suspected hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
In an affidavit, an FBI agent writes that communication between then-candidate Trump's campaign press secretary, his attorney Michael Cohen, and even Mr. Trump himself were centered around how to keep Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, from going public. Daniels' former attorney Michael Avenatti says these documents prove he was right. There was a cover-up, and that each Democratic presidential candidate should be asked,
if they are elected, will they insist on criminally indicting each of these individuals, including Donald Trump?
Avenatti himself is facing charges that he stole money from Daniels and from other clients, and that he tried to extort Nike. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A lost piece of history has been found under the sea.
A private dive team has located the last U.S. Navy warship to be sunk by a German submarine in World War II. They found it about 5 miles off the coast of Cape Elizabeth, Maine. The sinking of the USS Eagle in April of 1945 was originally blamed on a boiler explosion, but then the Navy later determined it was sunk by a German submarine. The divers' research is expected to offer definitive proof whether the sub was indeed destroyed by a German submarine, which itself was sunk off of Rhode Island. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another sunny and warm start to the day for us. Sunny and hot this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s by noontime. 100 for the high, the heat index 105 to 110. Clear, breezy 77 tonight. Sunny and 99 on Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind at 17 miles per hour and 80 degrees. 8:34, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Nash Bridges is back.
18 years after he signed off, Don Johnson is back on the streets of San Francisco as Nash Bridges. Bridges, alongside his sidekick, played by Cheech Marin, had a six-season run on CBS. Now, NBC Universal-owned USA Network is teaming with the actor for a revival of the series, and his role running San Francisco's Special Investigation Unit in what sources say is a two-hour TV special, which is said to serve as a backdoor pilot for an ongoing drama series. No word yet on whether Marin will reprise his role. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Johnson also stars, of course, in HBO's drama Watchmen. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Of course, Don Johnson grew up right here in Wichita.
Sure did.
Wichita South High School. Nash Bridges, there you go. A documentary about legendary recording artist David Crosby being released today.
He was a member of two of the biggest bands in the history of rock. And now Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby is telling his story about his time with the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash in a new documentary. It's called Remember My Name.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Crosby.
Do you ever wonder why you are still alive?
I don't know. No idea, man.
Crosby, who was 77, says he wanted it to be an honest look at his life, and it's co-produced by his longtime friend Cameron Crowe. Remember My Name is rated R and in select theaters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new class of 2019 has been named for the Kennedy Center Honors, and for the first time, an individual TV show is among them.
Sesame Street, Earth, Wind & Fire, Sally Field, Linda Ronstadt, and conductor Michael Tilson Thomas will all be recognized with the prestigious Kennedy Center Honors. This is the first time a TV show is being recognized by the organization, which celebrates icons who have left an indelible mark on our cultural consciousness, according to Kennedy Center Chairman David M. Rubenstein. And Earth, Wind, and Fire's hooks and grooves are the foundations of a seminal style that continues to shape our musical landscape. The 42nd Annual Awards take place December 8th and air December 15th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Earth, Wind, and Fire there. How about that? Let's take a look at the Emmys.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. Have you ever thought about who runs the annual Primetime Emmy Awards? Executive producers Ian Stewart and Don Mischer are the men behind the magic. These two work to make sure the ceremony is both entertaining and, as Mischer says, reflective of the shows they're honoring.
On Emmy night, we look at the best television. There is mediocre television out there, no question. But on Emmy night, we look at the best television. And that makes Ian's job and my job much more exciting and much more fun.
Stewart feels streaming platforms haven't harmed the industry, but rather enhanced it.
And I think the streamers have brought a lovely new perspective to that, to traditional broadcast.
One question on everybody's mind is who will host the event September 22nd, or will they even have a host? Mischer says they're weighing their options.
We, in fact, have done the Emmys without a host. We did it twice, and they were both very successful. Hosts are an option that we will consider.
One thing is for sure, the night will be a celebration of great television. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get a preview of the movies. What's coming up at the box office this weekend?
I'm Michelle Polino. The Lion King is a Hamlet-inspired tale that gets a computer-generated remake by director Jon Favreau.
A true king searches for what he can give.
After the murder of his father, a young lion prince flees his kingdom only to learn the true meaning of responsibility and bravery. Donald Glover stars as the young lion Simba, Beyonce as Nala, with Seth Rogen and, of course, James Earl Jones reprising his role as Mufasa. In David Crosby, Remember My Name, a whole new generation gets to meet David Crosby in this portrait of a man with everything but an easy retirement on his mind. In Into the Ashes, Nick is an ex-con who's adjusting to a new job, a new wife, and some semblance of normalcy. When a vengeful former associate tracks him down, he's soon forced back into the desperate and violent life he thought he left behind. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Happy birthday today to singer Vicky Carr, 79 today. What was her big hit? It Must Be Him.
I suppose. I don't.
That was on the Moonstruck soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I saw where
is
she
that
was.
Vicky Carr?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw earlier today, we were talking earlier today about the dedication of the Nixon Library.
Right.
I thought that she was the big entertainer that was there that day. It was Vicky Carr. apparently on her birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday today to Vicky Carr. She is 79 today. Thinking about the prospects of a Seinfeld reboot? Think again, says Jerry Seinfeld. The comedian says he has no intention of firing up the show again. His direct response to that idea was, no. And do what? Make it worse? Sitcom marks its 30th year anniversary this month. Seinfeld says it would be egomaniacal, that he would be arrogant to try to do a do-over. So there you go. No Seinfeld reboot. He's too rich. Why would he bother to do something like that?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise delivered not just one, but two surprises for the audience at Comic-Con in San Diego. The first was, well, Tom Cruise himself showing up at the event yesterday, causing the audience in the 8,000-seat auditorium to go crazy. He also brought with him the first trailer for his upcoming movie, Top Gun Maverick, which is currently in production. Co-starring with Cruise in that sequel, Val Kilmer, John Hamm, and Miles Teller. Now, if Meryl Teller were in it, I would be more interested.
There you go. That's got some there.
But it's Miles Teller. There you go. Tom Cruise showed up at Comic-Con yesterday. All right. Let's finish with a couple of the funnies from last night. Let's check in with the Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Netflix is losing subscribers, and they said that 130,000 people have stopped watching. Yep, it happened after one guy changed his password.
And one more from Conan O'Brien on TBS.
It's fun to see regular, everyday people cosplaying as superheroes. I think that's really nice. It's just a nice feeling. Yeah, finally an answer to the question, what would Batman look like if he only ate at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Conan at Comic-Con. There we go. The entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They serve Wichita and the surrounding areas. Now, if you need an appliance that's having trouble, need service, need repaired, this is who you call. So write down the phone number.
Yeah.
And you give Terry or Rachel a call here at 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
841 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. We're going to be talking about a look at opportunity zones. That's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.